Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Russell Forbes about the Lone Tree Fall Festival. How long has there been a Lone Tree Fall Festival?
You know, I'm 58 years old, and I can remember ever since I was a kid there's been a festival. And it used to be more in the fall, like in September. We moved it back to the third week in August, but have not changed the name of it. But I do not know when it actually started, but it's been going on for quite a few years.
So for at least, what, the last 50 years or
yep,
so?
Yep, 50 years, yes.
All right. So how do you feel like it's been able to keep going for this long?
Well, I think it takes a lot of support from a lot of people. The Chamber of Commerce is a sponsoring organization, and we have a lot of members who put their hearts into it, but the community supports it, and we try to make it as cost-effective as possible as far as people coming to enjoy things. So it doesn't take a lot of money out of your pocket to come to participate in events and what have you. So we make it a family-friendly environment, and I think that's what sustains it.
All right. So what are some of the new events this year?
Well, one thing that actually did it kind of as an exhibition last year is a golf cart obstacle course where the chamber sets up an obstacle course and we have people compete for times going through this course. We have a lot of traditional things that we've always done, but Buffalo Wild Wings is having an eating contest. That was kind of, we tested the waters with that last year, but we are going to do that again this year. We moved it back last year. We had a little later and people had eaten beforehand and then we hadn't advertised it a whole lot. And yeah, so we're having a Chalk the Walk here by downtown Lone Tree where people can do their own little square and chalking activity, and that should be fun. Our local Presbyterian church is having activities for youth, just a bunch of different little games for kids four and under, which is a new thing this year. I think that's the only new things that I'm thinking of here.
All right. So why do you think these town festivals are important for the area?
I think they're important. Anytime people can get together in a positive environment, have fun, you know, put a smile on their face and walk with, yeah, that was fun. I think that's great. We have enough things going on in our society and in our world that, you know, can sour you just a little bit. But this is a positive event that people can rally together and enjoy something together. And I think that's what's important.
All right. So what sort of turnout have you traditionally had for the Fall Festival? And what do you hope to see this weekend?
Well, first of all, we don't measure it by numbers. Like I said, if people come, they have fun, no one gets hurt, we consider it a success. Yeah, we're going to look at the dollar numbers at the end of the festival and see how we did, but the fact is, if people have fun, that's success. We have quite a number of events and they're spread out, so it's hard to measure the number of people that come because we do have a main stage area, but in, you know, one area we have, you know, a garden tractor pull going on, but we have an agricultural challenge going on in a different location at the same time, and so, you know, you can kind of choose where you want to go. So it's hard to put it. I don't think we've ever put a number on how many people have shown up in town for our festival. Generally, it gets a little heavier on Saturday night when we do our egg toss and we have the music and we have some dance performers. We tend to get a lot of people clustered downtown Lone Tree on Main Street. But, I really can't give you a number.
What do you think separates the Fall Festival from all the other local festivals?
You know, I'd be honest with you. I haven't attended a lot of other festivals, so I don't know how different we are. We try to be unique in that, you know, we have our own signature events like the egg toss where everybody can compete, no cost to it, and it's fun, and all ages can participate. And those kind of things where we say, hey, come on out, be a part of it. Yes, the carnival rides cost money, but we try not to cost you too much money to participate in our festival. It's a family-friendly environment. I think that's, again, that's what we try to strive for.
What is your personal favorite event of the weekend?
You know, I like the agricultural challenge. Lone Tree FFA puts it on. Interesting little story. My kids used to, on Fall Festival weekend, go, let's go out of town. Let's go do something else. We don't like the fall. It's like now my kids who are grown and live in other states come home for the Fall Festival and bring their friends with them. And my daughter brings a group of kids who stay at our house, young adults, and they all participate in the agricultural challenge and the other events. But so it's fun for me to see groups, you know, kids coming from Michigan and other states and participating in our activities for the Fall Fest. That just warms my heart.
All right. Anything else that you'd like to let people know about?
Well, I encourage them to come out and enjoy the festivities. We kick off with a fun run on Saturday morning, and I'm in charge of that. And we get a lot of runners and walkers in a 5K and 1 mile. So encourage them to come out. But I think it's going to be a great weekend. Regardless of what the weather does, we're going to enjoy the weekend. Come out, have fun, and participate.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Russell Forbes. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.